Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the concept of prophethood, the misconception we intend to clarify today relates to the reality of communication of the Almighty with the prophets of God. What exactly is the nature of this communication? There are many people who think that this communication is in the form of an idea. The Almighty implants a certain idea in the heart of the prophet, and then the prophet himself selects words for that idea, and the words are his own. And this selection is made, of course, on the basis of what the idea is intended to communicate. And then the prophet of God selects his own words to communicate that idea to his followers. Now, if we study the Quran, we find that this is not consistent with what the Quran says. The Quran very explicitly says that it is not an idea which the Almighty implants in the heart of a prophet. It is the exact words of the Almighty which the Almighty communicates to his prophet. And these are mentioned very clearly in the Quran. This fact is mentioned very clearly in the Quran that it is the words of the Almighty which are communicated to his prophet, and then his prophet is bound. He must communicate those very words to his followers. It is also mentioned very explicitly in the Quran that there are primarily two ways of communication of the Almighty, and it is through these two ways that the Almighty communicates his words to the prophet. Now, the first of these is that the Almighty directly converses with the prophet, of course, from behind a curtain as he did, or from behind a veil as he did in the case of the prophet Moses sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second of these is that he does so through revelation or through wahi, and this means to implant certain words directly in the heart of the prophet. And this again has two forms. The Almighty at times directly implants these words in the heart of the prophet, or at times he sends his angel, and the angel actually implants these words in the heart of the prophet. And this second phenomenon, this communication of wahi, can take place in a vision also, in a dream also, and in real life as well. So in both these forms it is possible. So both these ways and both these means of communication of the Almighty with his prophets are mentioned very clearly at one place in the Quran, and this mention very clearly shows that this communication from the Almighty is not in the form of an idea. It is in the form of clear, direct, and explicit words. And so therefore, if we study that particular area of the Quran, that particular verse of the Quran, this particular aspect will become absolutely clear. The Quran says in Surah Shura, وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ عَلِيٌّ حَكِيمٌ. And it is not the status of any mortal that God should speak to him except by revelation or from behind a veil, or he sends a messenger, and through his permission, through God's permission, of course, he sends revelation to him. The messenger sends revelation to him of what he wills, of what God wills, of course. So exalted is God and wise. So this is what the verse says, and as I said, this is very clear in this verse, that the communication of the Almighty is not in the form of an idea, it is in the form of explicit words. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.